WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A Bangladesh Air Force training aircraft slammed into a school campus in the capital city of Dhaka today. At least 18 people were killed, more than 160 injured, some of them taken to hospitals by desperate parents in rickshaws. Harvard University will appear in federal court today to make the case that the Trump administration illegally cut $2.5 billion from the college in federal funding. Harvard says it's an attempt to have a government takeover of gaining control of academic decision-making at the university. Flood watches up from Missouri through Virginia as the nation saw more flooding over the weekend.
Roads in Seagirt, New Jersey looked like rivers Sunday after heavy rain sparked flash flooding.
How is this even possible?
This after a flash flood emergency shut down parts of the D.C. metro area Saturday.
ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z, another 80 Palestinians at least killed over the weekend as they tried to get food aid in Gaza. The U.N. Food Agency says Israeli forces opened fire. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hay.
One of the most at-risk groups for suicide no longer has access to specialized services. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Thursday marked the day LGBTQ plus Wisconsin youth lost access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administration directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Family Services, which administers the 988 hotline for Wisconsin, calls that deeply concerning because LGBTQ individuals, especially youth, are among the most at risk for suicide. The subnetwork was launched in 2022, and more than 14.5 million callers have used the line since then. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped create the hotline and calls the Trump administration's actions dangerous for LGBTQ youth.
Nina Menasha Fire Rescue gets $200,000 to expand its training facilities. The money is included in Wisconsin's recently passed biennial budget. Plans call for building a new training tower and converting the existing tower into a dedicated fire investigation training prop. Construction on the expansion of Station 31 on Breezewood is additionally funded by Winnebago County and the cities of Menasha and Nina. Many departments in the Fox Valley use these training grounds. WGBW has a great newsletter that comes out about twice a week. It has stories of local interest, state news, and sometimes even commentary. There's always something interesting to check out or listen to. Go to WGBW.fm to sign up today. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a 3-game series against the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. The Brewers with a 6-5 win yesterday on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with catcher Eric Haas and shortstop Joey Ortiz.
It felt good that we kept grinding at bats out. They know how they have to play. And, you know, Eric Haas, you know, he doesn't get to play very much, getting a big RBI. Oh, two outs, you know, Ortiz, what can you say about the way the guy plays? Defensive.
The Brewers have now won 10 in a row. NFL Packers reporting to Green Bay for the start of Wednesday's first day of practice. Linebacker Quay Walker, physically unable to perform. He's been dealing with that ankle injury at the end of last season.
Hard to say. I think I just do too much thinking, to be honest with you. Instead of just going out there and just play. Half is making me think, whatever the case may be, it'd just be me trying to do everything right instead of just lining up and just playing. I can be a real, real productive player.
That's Packers linebacker Quay Walker with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brought on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's going to be warm and muggy with a high in the low to mid 80s with scattered thunderstorms possible by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Want to say thanks again to everybody who made our road trip possible last week. We stopped in Oshkosh and in Butternut and in Hayward, and it takes a village to pull it off. And want to thank again everybody who made this happen. It was so much fun. We really, really had a ball.
It was an absolute blast. I mean, I'm not even a big fan of the driving part of the road trip because it just feels like we have 5 hours until we're there.
Yeah.
We have 4 hours and 45 minutes and it just keeps going. But this, like, everything went really fast.
It did.
It went really quickly. So yeah, big thanks to everybody who had a part in this and we had a great time. And Butternut, we will see you again someday because it was too beautiful not to revisit.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Butternut is just an adorable little town. And if you make it up there, and I highly encourage you, if you want to get away, head up to the Hayward Butternut Park Falls area. And they've got all kinds. I mean, Lena's Resort where we stayed, they have miles and miles and miles of ATV trails. That's the big thing now. Snowmobile trails. Hopefully we'll get some snow this winter and it'll all work good for everybody up there. But if you're looking for just a beautiful place to relax, take your canoe, maybe do some fishing.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful part of the state.
Yeah, I would say, honestly, for me, I would go to Butternut again for the relaxation. And then I would drive an hour north to Hayward for shopping and fun, because
it's a great downtown.
Butternut has a great downtown, but it's very, very small. But that's what I liked about it. And Hayward has a more just, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's more touristy.
A little
and
bit,
there's
yeah.
cool shops, but it's a good combination. It's perfect for getting both sides of a vacation.
Yeah. I would check it out.
Yeah.
You will not regret it. You will absolutely love it. And again, thank you to everybody who made it happen. But we are back.
Yes.
All in one piece. And this kind of jumped out at me this morning because I don't recall any voter in Wisconsin asking for this. Now, granted, do I talk to every single person in Wisconsin? No. But I just haven't felt a big groundswell of support. Whereas on some things we do actually agree. But whether or not he heard from his constituents that this is really what they want, our new congressman, Tony Weed. We could have had Kristen Butler. Tony Weed has introduced legislation to protect American citizens' Second Amendment rights. by banning federal, state, and local laws targeting magazine capacity. We need more bullets, Greg, to fire more often.
Well, I think that's like that for me personally. I don't know about you. I am a constitutional scholar. And when you take the Second Amendment and you take all of those words, all like, you know, two dozen of them, and you recontextualize them for a modern day, I really believe what the founding fathers were saying, implying and hoping was that one day not only would our guns be able to fire an offensive amount of bullets at once, but also that we could just keep on going until we were ready to say stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And frankly, the government putting its big regulation boot on our necks to keep us from having all of the bullets in the world, frankly, needs to be combated. And I want to congratulate Tony Weed on, you know, healthcare. Don't worry about it. Childcare.
Education.
Education. Yesterday's news. Bullets, friends. That's the thing that all Americans are worrying themselves about is it's, and it's also not being hit with one. They don't worry about that.
No, ever.
It's about access to and firing as many as possible. That's so good on you, Congressman Weed. First time in Congress, and you're just knocking it out of the park. It's just, you know, good work.
Here's what Congressman Weed has to say about this quote. For too long, the federal government has infringed on Americans' Second Amendment rights while maintaining a confusing, inconsistent system that lacks a uniform national standard and invites legal disparity. The FIRE Act.
Ooh. I love it when they use acronyms.
The FIRE Act ensures that law-abiding gun owners can access magazines of any size, no matter where they are in the United States. It's well past time we take the Founding Fathers' words, shall not be infringed, seriously. Also, within the Second Amendment, it says well-regulated militia, correct?
And I feel like, yes.
But we don't need to take that part seriously.
Regulated. That makes me think of the word regulated regulation.
Militia. That would be regulations.
Oh, I don't like that, Jane. Mm. Yeah, it's funny because they want to take that Second Amendment so seriously, but when you ever bring up the well-regulated, or the fact that when this amendment was written, they had, muskets. It took a minute to 2 minutes to reload one.
Right.
They didn't really think about automatic firepower or firepower as far as its abundancy. But it's gone from taking the Second Amendment to the second half of the amendment to just shall not be infringed. That is as much as shall not be infringed is as much legality as they need. That's it. Period. It's their way of getting
all
around.
Legal.
All comparisons.
Everything is legal.
All questions, it's always shall not be infringed. Boom, done. Next topic. Yeah, this is, nobody asked for this. This is not a top
prompt. Oh, I'm sure the NRA has asked for this.
And I'm sure there
are. And I would imagine weapons manufacturers have asked for this.
Yeah.
Ammo manufacturers have probably asked for this.
But if I'm not mistaken, I feel like that the magazine, please correct me if I'm wrong, but the magazine portion of it gets murky because it's not about... That's not about the firearm, if I'm not, because that was the same thing with silencers too. It's like they're not, the magazine isn't the gun. It's part of, you can add two and you can regulate therefore with those. But Tony, we just wants to knock it all off. Let's just call it a day. I mean, do you want to have a 1,000-round magazine, Jane? You can. And don't tell me I can't have 1,001.
Because every good hunter, of course, uses 1,000 rounds when they're hunting.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm sure that when you're sitting around the campfire after your day of hunting, you talk about the great shots, the great 900 shots Eric got off at that one deer.
Yeah.
I don't hunt. No. I don't come from a hunting family. Mm-hmm. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Is this a good thing? Do we need unlimited access to unlimited magazines?
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe this is something that hunters want. I would be very surprised by it. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I go to a memory I have of a coworker, and this is just one man, but I believe that if there's one man who thinks this, I bet you there's many people who agree with this. And he was a a war vet, fought in Vietnam. He a staunch Republican, but this was back in 2008, so back then it was adorable. He didn't, you know, there was no MAGA, there was no Tea Party. Right. He was just a staunch Republican. But he was like my uncles who were like, didn't like liberals. I say all of that because he would tell me when we were talking about this topic, he'd say, I believe you should be able to defend your home with a handgun. I believe you should be able to hunt in the woods with a rifle. I believe beyond that, you don't need guns. Yeah. He didn't think you needed a semi-automatic weapon. You didn't need military grade weaponry to quote unquote protect your home. And this was a man who did not vote for Democrats ever. But he believed that there was a place for some restrictions and regulations on firearms because he understood the dangers. So I think this is a topic, Jane. I know this is a topic. We've talked about this many times, a topic in which we do agree. Many Americans agree, regardless of their party. They agree that some restrictions, some regulations,
some gun safety legislation
is okay, is fine, is necessary. But, you know, we got Tony Weed saying, hey, do you want to shoot a million bullets at once? Go for it.
I'll make that possible for you. Yes, we're talking about Congressman Tony Weed and the FIRE Act that he has introduced, which ensures the protection of Second Amendment rights by preventing state and local bans on magazine capacity. I would also imagine that our law enforcement agencies cannot be happy about this.
No.
How does this work in their favor? How does this make their jobs any safer?
I have to imagine, another quick story. I come from a very large family of cops. We have a lot of cops in my family. Now, we never had these discussions because this, at the time when I was younger, was not a hot button issue, like the total and unfettered access to weapons. But I used to work in Racine. I spoke to the chief of police once and I asked him straight out, I'm like, what do you think of all of this? And he said, first of all, he didn't own a gun at home. He had a gun at work. He didn't believe in having guns at home. That's a mind-blowing thing. But his other point that I'll never forget, he said, if people want to have access to firearms, okay, but they should have to once a year go through the same testing, the same certification that all of my officers have to go through in order to carry a firearm on their side. No questions asked. You want it? Fine. You must be not this.
You have
not
to be, this. You have to take a course to use it.
Not this paper thin certification for concealed carry that we have in this state, which is almost laughable on its face. But you actually have to have real training and real certifications to do it. Then maybe the conversation's different. But we don't do that in this country. We do unfettered, whatever you want, however you want to get it. And also, I feel like that this law would kind of step on states' rights because if, say, say Vermont wants to do it, they can't because...
Well, states' rights, though, yeah, they like to talk about states' rights, except when it doesn't go along with their agenda. And then it's like, well, the rights of the federal government supersede everything.
Exactly.
And when they're in power.
Just another example of the Constitution, a really cute document sometimes.
855-752-4842. Do we need this bill? When the Joint Finance Committee was traveling all around the state listening to constituents, 9 hours of testimony, the top three things that people told our lawmakers, the people we pay to represent us and enact the will of the people, the top three things that they heard on the Joint Finance Committee was more funding for education, more funding for healthcare. Not unfettered access to unlimited magazines.
Yeah.
I don't remember that coming up.
No.
Maybe I'm getting old. I forget things.
Well, we were on the road for a few days. We sometimes miss things. And I'd like to get the proof from Congressman Weed about where he got this concern from, this overwhelming and unifying concern from the people, might I add, that made him want to do this. And you know, Tom Tiffany signed on.
Yes,
and some other Congresspeople.
Tiffany signed on.
So this is an important thing for them, I guess, because, you know, they need a headline and a press release and they need a way to tell people, hey, I'm doing work, even if it's...
See, I did a thing.
I did a thing
for you.
I did a thing for you. Enjoy all of your bullets.
Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to across the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Learn about the food you eat on the Midwest Farm Report. Join Farm Babe Pam Yonke and her team every weekday morning from 5 to 6 on 97.9 WGBW. Brought to you by Brickstead Dairy Farms and Greenleaf. Smart dairy, healthy planet. BricksteadDairy.com.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles. Jay and the Americans. Little Anthony. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. The Vogues. And the Cow Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 Main Stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, "Rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result," unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at America.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. We are coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 9:30 news, he just won't die. He's still not dead. It's like was it Castro who was the one?
Yes.
Chevy Chase, Saturday Night Live. He is still dead.
No, that was
who am I thinking of?
I will look it up.
We're searching for dictators.
I found one in Washington. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We'll be talking about the Jeffrey Epstein files just won't die.
Francisco
Franco is still dead. Yes. And so is Jeffrey Epstein. He is still dead. He won't go away. So that's coming up after the 9:30 news. Wanted to start off with this, though. This is from Wisconsin Examiner. Baylor Spears with the byline. Senate Democrats' efforts to flip the state Senate next year. Robin Vining, representative from Wauwatosa, has announced she will campaign for Wisconsin's 5th Senate District, currently held by Senator Rob Hutton, a Republican of Brookfield.
This is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
We've been talking a lot about the Democratic moves have been that happened last election as far as regaining seats in the assembly as well as the Senate. And this is a big move. And Dan Schaefer has talked about this a great deal with us as well. If they do the work as far as knocking on the doors and talking to people, which is what they have been doing
yes.
the past few years,
right.
the this I'm just going to start with the Senate. The Wisconsin State Senate, the Democrats have a shot at, for the first time in, I think, 13, 14 years.
Long time.
15 years, have a shot at controlling the Senate. And, you know, I'm not going to go any further. I'm not going to say assembly. I'm not going to say governor. One thing at a time. If the Senate Democrats can get a majority in just that house right there, in that chamber, that will be huge.
Yes.
Huge. Yep. For Tony Evers for at least a little while.
November 2026 will be the first time the new, more competitive maps that were adopted in 2024 will be in effect. For the 17 odd number Senate seats that are up for election, all the seats in the state assembly and the governor's office will also be up for election. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein told reporters, "We're going to have a trifecta. We're finally going to be able to get things done for the very first time in a long time. We're going to be able to fund K-12 education, higher education, childcare, all the priorities we've been fighting for over a decade." I have never heard of Rob Hutton.
Rob Hutton?
Of Brookfield, which doesn't necessarily mean anything, but obviously he hasn't been a big, he hasn't made a splash for himself.
No, I mean,
not authoring anything like "Let's have more bullets."
Well, he doesn't think big,
I guess.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me either. I mean, a lot of times we don't know who are the state senators and assemblymen.
If it's not our area.
If it's not our area, and also sometimes if it's in our area, there's a lot of representation. But here's the thing: I will do, Jane. I will make a segue. I'll pivot to something, and I will say, if you want to know more about who represents you, go to myvote.wi.gov. Mm-hmm. You're going to go and put in all of your information on there as far as your name and your address. And what will happen is a list of individuals will pop up there. And that list is going to be all the people who represent you in your area, from the president of the United States all the way down to your school board, to your state senator, your state
judges.
It's going to also have your assembly or your city council members, county board supervisors, and heck, if you have an elected dog catcher. But that is all right there for you, myvote.wi.gov, including their phone numbers. And if you want to call them, and I'm going to say something right now, Jane, if you don't like what your representative is doing, go there, find out their information and tell them. But if you like what they're doing, call them as well.
Yeah.
Let them, I mean.
Seriously, though, that's a really good point, right? Like, businesses
yes.
only hear complaints.
Yes.
Nobody ever calls a business and said, "That was the best guacamole I've ever had."
Oh, by the way, the guacamole we had last week, I don't remember.
It was really good.
It was really good. But yeah, when I moved in my neighborhood, I found out who my sitting alderman was, and I emailed him to say, "Hey, my wife and I, we moved into the area. I just wanted to say hello, and, you know, here's who we are, blah, blah, blah." He sent back an email within 10 minutes saying, "I've never gotten an email like this before." Oh. They'll get congratulations, but not all the time. So if you disagree with them, call them up. Be kind. Be supportive. Be respectful. But if you're supporting them and you like what they're doing, tell them to.
Let them know about that. By the way, Hutton was first elected to his post in 2022. He has introduced legislation related to transgender Wisconsinites, including banning trans girls from sports teams that align with their gender, and allowing for civil action against medical professionals who provide gender-affirming care.
Ah. Okay. I'm trying to look up here. I just want to see something here. How many trans athletes are in Wisconsin?
Two.
Probably such a little.
Yeah, probably two.
There's no information because it's so few.
It's so small. Vining says, of Hutton, constituents are frustrated because they don't know where he stands on many issues, adding that education funding should be one of the top priorities for lawmakers. So maybe he's another one who just doesn't ever, ever, ever have town halls.
No.
We have news coming up next, and then when we return, geez, can't just die already, would you? No, Jeffrey Epstein isn't going away. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. Stay with us on the vast, statewide, countrywide, pick us up globally on the app, the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 23-year-old Alexander Cross of Neenah, who's currently serving two life sentences for the deaths of his grandparents, will not get a new trial. His attorney had argued that Cross was incompetent at the time of the murders. The judge sided with the prosecution, saying while his planning was irrational, Cross was capable of making decisions. Cross was convicted on two counts of first-degree intentional homicide in 2022 for the deaths of his parents in Little Chute in 2019. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for people to become community scientists. Melissa Kay has more.
The DNR announced on Wednesday that state residents can participate in the Game Bird Survey now through the end of August. As a community scientist, you'll help measure the reproductive status of game birds in the state. There's no registration required to participate. You can record your observations using a mobile device, but don't do so while driving. Every submission on the Survey 123 app helps the DNR understand how game birds are doing throughout the state. You'll want to include the types and numbers of game bird broods you observe during the summer months. The deadline to submit sightings is August 31st.
The Green Bay Packers organization encourages fans who attend the Packers training camp to interact with and support local nonprofit organizations through the Nonprofit of the Day program. The first event will be on Wednesday. 20 nonprofits were chosen to participate in this third year of the program. See the story on our website for the schedule of nonprofits participating. For more information about training camp activities, visit packers.com/training camp. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the Kiss Cam couple is still reeling from the traumatic outing at a Coldplay concert last week. According to TMZ, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin is mortified that the couple were exposed thanks to him. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron was seen canoodling with the head of his HR department, Kristen Cabot. They probably figured it was safe going into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay. They probably figured it was safe to go into a crowd of 65,000 people to check out Coldplay's record-breaking Music of the Spheres tour that actually started back in 2022, when Byron and Cabot were probably still just flirting. Many think Byron will resign or be forced out of his position, and as for Cabot, if she remains in HR, she'll have to get used to people laughing when they're called into her office to be scolded. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's going to be warm and muggy with a high in the low to mid 80s with scattered thunderstorms possible by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Neenah. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach and Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment as well if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a little reminder to make sure you download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done so, go to wherever you get your apps and look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. Download the Civic Media app. It is
absolutely free.
Thank you.
Oh, I see what you did there. I got the pun.
You got the pun. Yes, it absolutely free. And then you can listen to stations all across the state. Mm-hmm. We have great music stations. RJN here across the hall from us here at Radio Park. Great oldies. Yeah. We have some wonderful country stations around the state. So check out the Civic Media app and then make sure you have it by Friday because we're doing free ticket Fridays all summer long where you can pick up a 4-pack of tickets, club level seats to see the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, boy.
I understand they're doing well.
Oh, man, Jane. Well, you know,
don't
get too into it because what'll happen is you'll have a conversation about it. You'll be feeling really good. Then you'll talk out loud about your excitement. Then Calvin will come in and just stomp all over your happiness because he's like, but the Bucks, but the Bucks, but the Bucks. And I'm like, who cares about the Bucks right now? The Brewers have swept the Dodgers twice in 2 weeks, and there are 3 sweeps in a row. We should just get to win the World Series right now.
They should just give it to us.
Yes, we are tied. We have the exact same record as the Cubs right now. We are neck and neck, tied for first. I get to be happy for 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes, okay? That's all I ask for. But yes, you can listen to wonderful games on terrestrial radio. We are a Brewers network, which is wonderful. In fact, I know in WRJN can hear a lot of Brewers games here. And also a great thing about the app is that, you know, say you're going on a, let's say I'm going on a whirlwind European vacation, Jane. I'm going to go to Poland. I just picked one country.
Sure, why not?
Poland, that's where my people are from. And I say, but Jane, I can't listen to Civic Media now, for I am too far away from Radio Tower. What can I do?
You can listen on the Civic Media app.
For I can listen on the Civic Media app.
You can listen live wherever you are around the world.
Oh, my goodness. We should be charging for this, but we don't.
It should be a thing.
It's free.
Absolutely free. Cassandra on the live stream says, how about that Brew Crew?
How about that Brew Crew,
so
Cassandra?
You are not alone.
Oh, baby.
Lots of excitement there. Coming up an hour from now, next hour, we call her the genie of just about everything at Civic Media. She is an Emmy Award-winning journalist, Terry Barr. Civic Media's own Terry Barr is going to be joining us after 10:30. She has a great feature called A Slice of Wisconsin, which I really, really love.
Yeah.
And Terry does so much stuff that I think even you and I don't realize.
No.
Because the woman's, she's just brilliant. So
yes.
Terry Barr is going to be joining us for our audio sorbet segment. And as always, we will be wrapping up the show like we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is these aren't the drugs you're looking for. a la Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There it is.
These aren't the drugs you're looking for.
Hey, nerds, Star Wars reference.
Stay tuned for that. That is coming up at the very end of the show. Around 10:51-ish. All right, I wanted to spend a little time on this. This is from the Daily Beast. Trump's poll approval craters even on his top policy issue. A new CNN SSRS poll out yesterday showed that 55% of Americans think that the ICE raids are going too far.
Mm.
And another CBS News YouGov poll has found 52% of Americans say the Trump administration is trying to deport more people than they expected. Yeah, it was going to be the worst of the worst.
The criminals.
The criminals, the rapists, the criminals, the pedophiles. Those were the people that we were going to be deporting and get them off our shores. That's not what's happening.
And I've heard, honestly, like with the exception of maybe the far right, but even on Fox News and on CNN, on MSNBC, the major networks, at one point or another, someone saying the phrase, we all agreed the criminals should go. We all agree the criminals should be sent away. Now, I feel like depending on who you talk to, the nuance behind that statement is about they need to go as long as we stick to due process, as long as we don't just, you know, put them in a plane and fly into another country. And there are people who will say, well, what's the problem with that? They are criminals. Their criminality does not supersede the Constitution, and they are afforded the same due process rights as everybody, regardless of their citizenship.
Status, yes.
They are afforded that by the Constitution. So it has been almost since the beginning a major swear word show, if you will. I will not say the word out loud, but like it's not gone well, but they've done it with such force that they don't really care about the process. They just keep going.
Yes, they do.
They just and the people, as you said, the people are not happy. The American public, they're starting to see that this is a poorly executed plan.
And I think that's a big, there are more stories coming about these cases where they're getting rid of people without due process and discovering, oops, oh, he wasn't a criminal. Oh, well, too bad. Yeah, this one, ICE secretly deported 82-year-old grandpa over lost green card.
Yeah.
Luis Leon was finally located in Guatemala. 82-year-old man. He went to a Philadelphia immigration office. He had lost his green card. So he went back to the immigration office to get a copy of his green card, where he was then detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE, and then disappeared. His family did not know where he was. He's 82 years old.
And that's the other, you know, I briefly mentioned it in a moment ago. It's the disappearing. If your family member is arrested or deported, they should have a record or information as to say, all right, this is your family member. They are here because of X, Y, and Z. Whether the legality of it all is not for discussion at this moment. It's just the start of this person has been deported. This is where they are at. If you want to contact them, this is how you can find them. But the term disappearing has been used so many times.
Yes.
And people have to take it upon themselves, most likely out of their own pocket because the government isn't helping.
Right. Now they have to hire lawyers to help them find their loved ones who were disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
This 82-year-old man's wife who went to this immigration appointment with him to replace his green card, which meant he was here legally. He has a green card. Mm-hmm. Said she was also kept in the building for 10 hours before she was released to her granddaughter. After almost a month and repeated calls to immigration authorities, prison facilities, hospitals, and even the morgue, Leon's family was finally told Friday he was in a hospital in Guatemala. This should not be happening.
No, no.
This should be a concern for all of us.
Yes.
Everyone.
And I will now, there, I'm looking at a story that was published on the 12th. A Trump supporter who was living in this country for 43 years was denied reentry at the border, had his green card revoked, and was forced to stay in Canada. Quote, I was definitely all for make America great again and having a strong, unified country and a bright future for my five American children. But now I feel a little differently. Well, no doubt, because this is also this, you know, you have the 82-year-old grandpa. You have this gentleman who is a Trump supporter. They're being thrown out of the country for various reasons, and they're being told you're not allowed back here. And this gentleman is probably saying, well, I have a green card. I supported you.
I have no. Did he have a marijuana conviction from like a decade or so ago?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what they're using to get rid of people now.
That's also the line of justification for those who like seeing this to say, well, see, he's a criminal. No, he's not a criminal. They're fine. He has a charge, but he's certainly not a detriment to this country. And you know what? He supports Trump. I can't stop that. But obviously, he's been here for 43 years.
With five children.
He has five children. And I don't see anything about a massive marijuana, you know, distribution center in his backyard.
I think it was a possession charge.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many stories, story after story of individuals. And the notion of, I want to keep hammering this point home, the notion of, quote, well, if they just did it the right way, if they just did it the legal way, if they just did it legally, then we'd be fine. Well, we have case after case, yes, after case after case of people who did everything you wanted them to do. People who were in this country illegally at first and then took the means to stay here legally, going to immigration court, talking to lawyers, talking to everyone they needed to stay here legally, still being thrown out, even though they did exactly what you wanted them to do.
With immigration officials under increasing pressure from the White House, their goal, the dream number, is 3,000 people a day. 3,000 deportations a day, a goal set by White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller.
Of course.
The problem is that having a quota like this means ICE officials are detaining people with little or no criminal records. This man, 82 years old. His family maintains he has never gotten so much as a parking ticket. The latest statistics suggest as many as 72% of people currently in ICE detention centers have no criminal offenses. That should terrify everyone.
And I guess that's, you know, I hate having to see that people might change their mind when it happens to them, even though that's not always the case either. Early on in this whole rigmarole, a young woman was arrested and was going to be deported, and the husband was a Trump supporter. And after she was released back to him. She is now living in the United States. They both said, yeah, we know this happened, but it needs to happen. There is a process. We still support him. So I really, you know, I'm not trying to talk to the people who can't be turned right now. I shouldn't say can't have their minds changed or at least accept new information. But you can at least, I don't know, maybe you can't. Maybe you can't admit the fact that this isn't the best executed plan.
It's like so much else with this administration. Mm-hmm. It's the dog ate my homework administration.
Yeah.
There is no planning ahead. There is no looking further down the road at consequences. They just don't. So just do it. Just do this thing and we'll deal with it all on the other side.
And
that seems like a really not good way to run a government.
Absolutely. And you know, we're coming up to a commercial here, and I want to, you know, we can talk about this in a moment, about what the president also has planned for this immigration, I don't know, project with regard to if you are a U.S. citizen who happens to be deported. He's got some thoughts on that, too.
We'll cover that when we return. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
Weather and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veoza is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veoza can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Who's looking for some free family fun at Fisk Park? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Fisk Park. This is a nationwide event held on the first Tuesday of August, which brings residents and local law enforcement and first responders together in a positive and safe setting. There's going to be lawn games, face painting, arts and crafts, concessions, food trucks, and so much more. Get in on the action. Check it out. Go to wgbw.fm and click events.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. On the table. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or... really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, as Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. The Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. The number is the same if you want to call and or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before the break, we were talking about Donald Trump's immigration policy, not very popular, but 58%. Believe this is being handled incorrectly, especially because we seem to be deporting a whole bunch of people who have no criminal records. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Or
records that are so flimsy and inexcusable that you're just going to say, oh, you will take. So jaywalking, if someone like, I'm not even trying to be funny right now. I can see them deporting someone with a jaywalking ticket at this point. And individuals saying, well, you shouldn't have done the crime. You can't do the time. I mean, that is just where we're at now.
Well, and again, now they have a quota.
Yes.
They want to deport 3,000 people a day. That's a pretty big number.
That's a huge number. I ran the numbers. That's 1,095,000 people a year.
Yeah. And in order to do that, to get that 3,000 number, seems like you're going to have to fudge a little bit on just how criminal these people actually are. If you want to, they're more concerned about the number than the actual cases, which is, again, should disturb all of us.
Well, and that to me is also something that we're at this point now. We are 5 months in and we are deporting people with no criminal records, flimsy criminal records. We have been sidestepping due process. We have been disappearing people to other countries. We have been doing whatever we want because we can, because what is the recourse at this point? you know, we don't have, you know, I'm not talking about like a war here, but I'm just talking about the fact that the people, our voices don't need to be listened to a certain point because they get to do what they want to do. And it is just going to keep slipping and slipping and slipping to the point where they don't need to disappear you or to deport you for anything other than they don't want you here. They don't like you. And by the way,
you might have said something mean about the president.
And that's the other point is that I'm not talking about even like right now it's primarily brown people. That's who we are getting rid of because that doesn't fit into their framework of this country. Even though some of these individuals are wonderful people contributing to society, paying taxes,
no
living
criminal
their lives,
records,
no criminal records. But, you know, they're brown, so we don't want them here. But that doesn't preclude Americans either. And I'm saying that all because the president in a press conference said on the matter of deporting U.S. citizens, quote, "We also have a lot of bad people that have been here for a long time. Many of them were born in our country. I think we ought to get them the H out of here, too, if you want to know the truth. So maybe that'll be the next job."
He said that July 1st. This is just a couple of weeks ago.
Yep. At a press conference with Kristi Noem right next to him, with charts and graphs behind them. This was not an off the cuff thing. This was not Truth Social. This was standing behind the presidential seal. He said that there are people in this country who were born here who should probably be gotten rid of, too, because, well, maybe they don't. They're bad people. Well, what does that mean? Bad people. Is that the guy? Is that the person who killed your family, or is that the guy who got your coffee order wrong? And once again, not trying to be funny here. I'm saying they're going to move the goalposts on what, quote, bad means to fit their needs to get rid of the people in this country. Maybe it's the people who don't like the big bill for billionaires. Maybe they're upset that they're not going to get trickled on quick enough. We don't know at this point, but I can tell you this much. They have set the precedent from January the 21st to right now on the fact that they slide that scale, however, to fit their needs.
Well, and he's already talked about going back and taking away people's legal status.
Yes.
That have already been legal status or have already been naturalized as citizens.
Yes.
And they've talked about revoking that now.
Yeah, we're gonna just cut that part of the Constitution out too. Just, you know, maybe just put a black marker through it.
Well, he likes Sharpies.
Maybe we'll just put another Second Amendment right there where the birthright citizenship section is, just to reiterate the fact. But yeah, this is And I'll stop right here with this portion. I'll just say once again, it's all fine and dandy until they come knocking at your door, I guess, because they will eventually come knocking at your door, because eventually you will not be good enough, strong enough, make America great enough for them. And they will find a reason to do whatever they want to you.
Yeah, I've never understood the logic about let me get cozy to the authoritarian, because getting cozy with authoritarians tends to go badly for those who cozy up to them. Mm-hmm. Just talk to a couple of Russians who've fallen out of windows in the last year.
Yeah.
Just in the last year.
Yeah.
Always works out really well.
Yeah.
It's off. Never comes back to bite you.
Never backfires for the regular folks of this country who want to cozy up to a dictator. You'll be protected, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Wink. Yeah, wink, wink. We're going to keep on this because this is very, very concerning. Mm-hmm. And especially, again, they're going after, they disappeared an 82-year-old man who is a green card holder. Mm-hmm. He had the legal right to be here.
Yeah, but Jane, he must have done something wrong.
He's 82.
He's old.
We have news coming up next. And on the other side, he's still dead.
Who?
Jeffrey Epstein.
That he is?
He is still dead.
I never knew that.
But he just won't die. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A Bangladesh Air Force training jet crashed into a school campus on the capital city of Dhaka today, killing at least 19 people, wounding more than 100 others, many of them students who had been burned. An off-duty Border Patrol agent shot allegedly by an undocumented immigrant in New York City over the weekend. Police don't think the agent was targeted because of his job. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in New York today. The former Louisville police officer convicted of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor in 2020 expected to be sentenced today to one day in prison.
Brent Hankison was among several police officers executing a no-knock warrant looking for a suspect who, it turns out, was already in jail. During the raid, Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in her home.